Dealerships are allowed to open for business around the country as of today. This is according to the latest regulations that have been gazetted by government. Let's speak to George Mini, who is the Auto Trader CEO. George, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Clement. Thanks for having me here. Good to be back on 702.
This comes on the back of the what some people have described as the worst vehicle sales month in recent history. I think we were looking at around 600 new units that were sold in April. But this resumption in operations is a welcome relief, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, you've got to look at the April sales of new cars in the context of lockdown. You know, car dealerships couldn't sell cars. So, you know, a couple of hundred cars that were hangover from March is not necessarily reflective of the consumer demand. You know, we're seeing a very different picture when it comes to consumer demand, when it comes to search on Auto Trader's website.
Yeah. Let's talk about the impact that the car dealership industry has felt so far. How big an impact has it been?
Clement, I think it's been big. How big has it been? I think we're only going to see that in hindsight. Now that car dealers are allowed to trade and open their doors as of this morning, you know, we're going to start to see what the actual effects and what the cost of the lockdown has been to car dealerships. I think it's going to be big. Many dealers are going to have closed their doors, but I think the vast majority are going to have weathered the storm because this announcement last night couldn't have come soon enough.
So what trading activities are now allowed as of, you know, when car dealerships were allowed to operate this morning as per these new regulations? Can you trade in your car, for instance, or are you only allowed to buy? What's allowed and what's not allowed?
So specific directions that the government gazette spoke to have been released last night, as you mentioned, and it splits the car dealership trade into three phases. The first phase, which starts today, and allows 30% of staff, or up to 30% of staff, to be on the dealership floor. The majority of car sales must be done remotely, which is via the internet or telephone. Yeah. Home deliveries of fully sanitized cars are mandatory. Test drives by appointment only. And where possible, virtual or electronic signatures need to be used. That's phase one, and there are three phases.
Ah, so that's phase one. Is that where we're also going to see about 30% of staff members being allowed in those car dealerships, as opposed to the second phase where you'll have over 50% of staff members?
100%, yes. Well, let me not talk about, say 100%, but yes, 30% of staff allowed on dealership floors in phase one. Phase two is up to 60% of staff in on the dealership floor, but limited customers may enter the dealership under strict hygiene and social distancing conditions, and we've all heard about the PPE rules, so those have to exist, and then on-site pickups and deliveries of fully sanitized cars will be allowed, whereas in phase one, home deliveries of cars.
What about service and maintenance?
Well, that's been addressed, not cosmetic service and maintenance, but more roadworthy type service and maintenance. And again, the same rules would apply.
And car auctioning of cars, can car auctions be conducted?
Yes, but the Government Gazette makes specific mention of car auctions happening online. So car auctions are allowed, but they have to be online.
Yeah. I wonder, George, you know, in fact, the producer was asking about whether what we've seen is going to have an impact on the prices of cars. Obviously, the car dealership industry has felt, you know, the pinch. It's been going through a lot, just like many other industries. Are we likely to see cars more expensive as a result of that? Or are we likely to see them much more cheaper with the understanding of the context and the reality that we're facing now?
Jenny, that's a really good question. And, you know, so what we're seeing is we're seeing consumers do more searches than they have done before for cars under 200,000 Rand. We've also seen a 300% increase in searches for cars under 50,000 Rand. So it does seem that consumer behavior has shifted down the price scale. I've spoken to a lot of car dealers who have consumers trading in upper-end cars for mid-level cars. For instance, a BMW X5 M50D traded in, it's a 1 million rand car, traded in for a 500,000 rand 520D BMW. So people are trading down, obviously, to free up cash. We can see it in the search behavior. So what does that do to the prices of cars? Well, the more demand there is, I mean, the normal economic model, the more demand there is where supply doesn't change dramatically, prices have to go up because things are in demand. So it isn't unimaginable that if consumers do trade down, there will be more luxury cars on the market at better prices.
All right. Thank you so much for chatting to us. George Minnie is the CEO of Auto Trader. 26 minutes after 4.